Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
better people
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make us
better people
all around. And it would. We went from radio to TV. Now we're going from LP to CD. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah,
I can help you with the brand new technology. You can help me with the age old philosophy. Together, there's so much.
Welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald. And again, coming to you from Las Vegas, we got a little overcast, but even our overcast is a blessing. I was actually sitting last night and thinking, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about? And he said, I want you to talk about or ask the question. Tell me what you're thinking. What are you thinking about? And so that's what our title of our show is going to be today. But before we do that, we always do a little bit of house cleaning. And when I say that, I mean, would you please go get you a cup of coffee, some hot tea, some cold tea. It's getting warm in here in Vegas a little bit. Not much yet, but we always like a little cold tea during this time. Water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed. It's been a wonderful week. We've seen a lot of things changing and happening, even in our world, and it's caused me to stop, think, look, listen, and pay attention. So my question today is, or my statement is, tell me what you are thinking about. I see my co-host is already on. I love her so much. I've missed her, but I see that she's here, so I am loving it. Good morning, my friend, my sister, my co-host. How are you?
I am awesome in Jesus by his grace. How are you doing this morning?
I am so good. I love the fact that it's kind of gloomy, but it's not gloomy like in most countries or cities. Our gloom, we still have a lot of sunshine, so I can't complain. Cannot complain. How is your son? Speaking of, tell me what you're thinking. Where is your little sidekick?
Where's my little what?
Sidekick, the baby. I don't hear her.
Oh, my sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my daughter changed schedules, and she works night shift now. So she, but the baby comes over at noon, and but on Friday she's actually off, which is wonderful because that gives me time to catch up on stuff. So she's not here today.
Right.
She left last night. Yeah, you have to see her. She's a woman now.
Uh oh. That's scary. So do me a favor. You went away. Oh my God, that's scary. They grow so fast.
Yeah, can you believe it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you went away, and you were actually in Florida at the conference. And I want to find out a little bit of what was going on there. What is it that you can pass on to us that we can use, share, and kind of glean from you, from your time in Florida, your little, and also the thing I'm proud of is you took a bit of a vacation as well. So tell me what you are thinking about the trip. How did the trip impact you?
You know what, the trip, I'm glad you asked that question. It was very life-changing for myself and my husband, and we were kind of convicted, actually, because, you know, the trip was the Pastors and Leadership Conference with Bishop T.D. Jakes in Orlando, Florida, and it was very empowering to be there. But we got an opportunity to see the area, because it was all about going from local to global, taking the ministry from local to global. And so we had an opportunity to see the areas that we were lacking. Of course, there was a lot of areas that we were lacking. And I'm not the pastor. I'm just a supporter of the pastor. But I do a lot of stuff in the ministry. And a lot of things that I would suggest or want to implement, my husband is like, I don't know, 18th century, I guess, because he's not techie and he's not internet savvy, and he doesn't like Facebook or social media at all. And Bishop T.D. Jakes was really emphasizing that when he first started his ministry, he had to knock on doors, he had to send letters, he had to make phone calls.
Yeah.
He said he had a little phone in his office that him and I think his wife and maybe one other person. That they would call from that phone, and if someone called them back, it was more like really the little office phone at the church or maybe his house phone.
Uh-huh.
And he would say, Bishop T.D. Jakes Ministries, how may I help you? And he said, we were sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sitting in the kitchen answering the phone, like, you know, we in this big old office with all these phone lines and all that stuff, you know. And, you know, they would say, if the line's busy, call back. He said, because we only had one phone line.
Oh.
It wasn't because people were bombarding them with calls. It was because they only had one phone line. And so he was talking about how when he started, you know, he has to actually do the legwork, all the work involved in building a ministry. But now, pastors have at their fingertips the world, but they don't utilize it. And I was so happy to hear that, because my husband is, like I said, he's not really interested in social media, but Bishop Jakes was saying, you got a little device in your pocket that'll instantly connect you to the world. Why aren't you using it? And if you're
right.
So global, if you're so global, why doesn't anybody know you're here? You know, using those internet technologies that would take you to the world immediately. So we came back, and I hit the ground running. And my husband just been kind of stringing along. But the good thing, all I really cared about is that he heard it from someone else, and yes, it's necessary. So he just let me have free reign. And so we launched our, we have a 24-hour gospel radio broadcast that we were doing a few years ago, and that came to a halt. Relaunched that on Wednesday. We were back on the air, and our broadcast is every Wednesday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 24-hour gospel radio station. So that's in the works, and then we have a couple other broadcastings that are in the works, and we bumped up the social media pages. So it was just refreshing to go and get a confirmation and affirmation from, you know, that's somebody who's built a conglomerate. You know, he's just, there's no end to that man.
Right.
And it was awesome to hear him pour into our lives.
Yes. And the good thing is when you go away, the real key is to be able to go away to these events and these conventions. It's not just to hang out or any of that. It's to actually go get information, find out where you're lacking, pull up your sleeves, pull up your boots, get into the field. You know, you think about the scripture where it says that the vineyards are plentiful, but there's no one to go out and work the vineyards. And social
That's
media
right.
and all these
That's
different
right.
these different areas are opened up to us. It's just that we are, with our lack, we are causing people to lack, because there's a voice for everybody. God says, my people know his voice. But also there are people across the globe that will recognize your voice, his voice. So that's really great to hear.
Yeah. And I lost the production team at the church. I invested in a camera because I have a vision. But you're a first lady, so you know there's only so much you can do without overstepping your boundaries as far as their limitations. And so I was able to launch my production team, and every message that he preaches, every video will be on YouTube from now on. And we're able to just share a whole bunch of stuff we're doing right now, too, because if you want people to know you're here, you got to get out there. And this doesn't cost us much of anything to do it. So he's on board. So that's a wonderful thing. That was the thing I got out of it, because that's what I've been wanting to do. Now, Bishop Drake's brought in a whole slew of pastors from all around the country to pour into our lives. And they were really echoing each other, but everybody brought something different to the table as well. And just powerful. It was so powerful. We've already signed up for next year. We're going in April again of next year, and we're taking some of our leadership with us this time. So it was just wonderful to be there. And as you stated also, we had a mini vacation, so we did get some downtime. We relaxed. We lived in a we had a resort that was on the golf course, and it was just so refreshing. And we had just a wonderful time and enjoying each other's company. Of course, you know, a woman has to go shopping, so we did that as well.
Yeah.
So it was very relaxing. We had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. We got fed, which, you know, pastors hardly ever get fed because they don't sit down to hear anybody else preach. So it was wonderful.
Good. Well, you know, the thing with our title being today, Tell Me What You Think, you know, tell me, here in Vegas, tell me what you think. You know, we do this every week for First Ladies. We've invited them, as the scripture says, that we prepared a table before them in the presence, you know, and it seems as though they don't want to sit at the table. And irregardless if they sit or not, we still show up, and we should show up, because there's somebody. I look at the tally of people that are listening, and you know what's amazing? We're getting a lot of calls out of every other city and country, except for the home in which we live. But then it made me go back to the scripture where even Jesus wasn't accepted in his own home, and we support other ministries, but. The bottom line being is that I'm wondering when will the women take off the mask? When will they embrace the people that come to help or to support and even get their answers? So you know what I wanted to talk about today when I say tell me what you think. Tell me what do you think are some of the things that we can do. I mean, maybe we need to go more on social media and things like that, to let more people here in Las Vegas, but outside of Las Vegas, to know that they can call in. It's okay. You're incognito. You don't have to actually have all of your name and anything if you don't want to. But the fact is still to use the things that are in front of you to set you up for success. And if not just success, to be undergirded, supported. But you've got to support as well. Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is the fact that we're still here makes a big difference, because people will come to you when they need you, and they don't really need you until a catastrophe hits.
Wow.
And it feels like their life is turned upside down. Then they'll run to any type of venue that they can to get the help that they need. And so we made ourselves available. We've made ourselves known. They know we're here, and they know that if they need to come to us, they will. And I believe that that's what they'll do when they have a situation that requires that. The one thing that I love is that we just want to be effective. And if that just means affecting one person, then we've done our job. We've done what we God has called us to do. And a lot of times we know, because we're first ladies, that you're just not ready. You're just not ready. But when you are ready, there is a place that you can go. We can definitely bump up our, I was going to say campaign, but we're not campaigning for anything. We're empowering. So we can bump up our empowerment on social media as well, and we can, you know, do other things to let them know we're there. But the main thing is to be available, and when they're in need, we're here for them. Because we, you know, we brought in our own Dr. Phil, and we can advertise that more to let people know that we're not just two first ladies sitting on the line rambling. We do have professional people who can help with issues that are troubling you. So we can bump that campaign up. And, you know, we can let them know that, now this is not confidential. You're not talking worldwide confidential.
Right. Absolutely.
The only thing that's going to be confidential is that they don't know who you are when you call.
Exactly. But the other part of that is, too, they've got to understand their story. You know, tell me what you think. And when they're actually sharing what they don't understand, there are women over in Italy. I have people over in London. But the thing about it is you're telling somebody else's story. You're a mirror of what somebody else is going through. And once I think they get the gist of that, they'll be more open. But the bottom line being that if they're not, we're still here. And one
That's
thing
right.
about it, with you and
Absolutely.
I being so, yeah, with you and I being so open, eventually they'll be able to hear their own story. Well, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Again, we're here every Monday and Friday, and we're here from 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. And if you're looking for a church home, you're here in Las Vegas. You can actually go and, first of all, you know, go visit Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard. That's who's my co-host. And that's Destined for Glory Ministry. Can you give out the phone number? We're going to be a little bit more aggressive with that as well. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries is located at 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And our phone number there is 364-GLORY, which is 702-364-5679.
Great. That's so great to know. And also, if in the event you find yourself in a traumatic situation that you need some assistance, someone you can talk to and be incognito, you can actually call Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is also one of our sponsors, that phone number being 702-683-6373. That is a 24-hour number. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. We're here to catch you before you get so far into the stress or de-stressed. If you'll give us a call again, that phone number is 702-683-6373. Lady Kathy, I'm glad you're back home. It's time for us to have our regular date. We haven't seen each other, and I know you've been running.
Yeah.
And I think it's that time again. We have got to get to the point that we ourselves are on point too. And I know when I see you, I know when I hear you, but I know when I see you. And I know you know when you see me. And that's the key. Here at First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, we're a mirror of each other, each and every woman. I don't care if you're in ministry or if you're just a wife. And when I say just, I'm saying just a wife, because see, that is such a job. And just doesn't even, it's not the epitome of all that you are. But being a wife, you're a minister as well to your children, to your home, to the people in your community, your friends, on your job. Be that, but be it 100% and be your best you. We are at the end of our show, Lady Kathy. Again, I'd like to schedule something with you after the holiday. We've got to get together to make our shift. And we're in the process of putting together a conference. So look out, First Ladies. If you are whispering and you can't seem to find your voice, we're here for you. But outside of that, we will be launching this, and we want you to know that we're here. We're going to be wide open. We're crystal clear. We clean our own windows, and we clean each other's windows. So by the time that you see us, you know that we have been through something, but just that, as the Bible says, yea, I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, but I won't fear evil. We've been through some things, but we're on the other side. Not saying that that's the end, but I tell you what, we support each other and we have the tools to survive and thrive. Lady Kathy, I'm going to have
Absolutely.
You close out the show today. I'm going to have you close out the show today. And you got about 5 minutes. I want you to give some words of wisdom from the First Lady.
Absolutely. You know, I am just so excited. One thing that this conference did for me is it, you know, we go through so much as First Ladies. Actually, I think I posted something on the Facebook yesterday. I ran across an article that was talking about the things that you, seven things that you could do for the First Lady. I'm going to see if I could pull that up real quick because that was so powerful that I thought it. The thing is, we are silent. I think it said something. Here it is. I'm sorry. It said seven ways to honor your pastor's wife. And just a couple of things here that really stood out to me was that they say that First Ladies suffer in silence. And one of the things was do not put too many expectations on her. And a lot of times we, the lay people, expect the First Lady to come in and perform and overperform, be at every little function that you have. I get invited a lot to tea parties and little, Cookie Lee or whatever, parties with the jury and all that kind of stuff. And we don't want to slight anybody, but we just really can't be everywhere. And if we go to one and don't go to the other, then you're going to have people who are offended. So what I do for the most part is not go to any of them. That way, you know, no one feels left out. We have to kind of juggle our thinking process and our expectations in our mind around what would this do to affect other people in the ministry. The other thing it says is do not expect her to expose her husband. Well, we know that all too well, don't we? Are you there? Did I lose you? Am I still on the air here?
No,
am
you're
still
on
here?
The air. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. You hit the mute just then because I was laughing. Yes, I understand.
Okay,
totally.
Okay. Yeah, and it says, do not expect her to expose her husband. She will be protective of her spouse.
Exactly, exactly.
I said that in so as. Another one was protect her from gossip. So if she's sharing things with you, like just in passing or want you to pray about a certain situation, you don't go spread that. You know, protect that. The other one is let her have her family. We need to have our family time with our husbands, which is their pastors, but for some reason they don't think we need to be together as a family. And they impose on that. And it says don't call any times of the night. Don't call the home phone. Don't, you know, different things. Never repeat what she says. Pray for your pastor's family. And the last one is that sometimes they just suffer in silence. And so be mindful of that because there's a lot of things that we cannot say, a lot of things we can't express. The one thing they say in this article is that the pastor's wife is often one of the loneliest women in the church.
Yeah, true.
That spoke volumes. That spoke volumes. It says she rarely knows whom to trust and often is excluded from times that are just for fun. So don't be afraid to treat her as a normal human being. And so these are things that that stood out to me yesterday. I said, this would be great for the show. So I'm glad you allowed this space for this because we try to do what God has called us to do. I told my husband the other day, I thought about my life, and my life has been that of a pastor something all my life, pastor's child, pastor's wife, or pastor's assistant. And I was born into this. And I know, Lady Susie, your history is different, but I was born into this. And I thought about, you can't just walk into this. And I think Jerusha says it all the time. How does she put it? Something about you're born into it or you're anointed to be a pastor's wife or something. She says, Apostle Jerusha.
She said, well, one of the
but anyway.
Things, is that pastors' wives are born, not made.
That's what she says. They're born and not made. And we know that you definitely have to have thick skin when it comes to being a pastor's wife, because we're judged without a cause. There's people don't know us, but they make assumptions about us all the time. They've not had the opportunity to be in our presence to have an in-depth conversation or just hanging out with our hair down. So they make assumptions. And Lady Susie and I think we got the same judgment placed on us, and that is that we're just mean and
Right.
You know, attitude problems and don't like people. But the thing is, we're protective. We're protective. We have to have a wall up because people at church are mean and they can be cruel. And we're overlooked a lot. I've stood there and they walk past me to speak to my husband. Well, my husband knows to redirect them right back to, oh, I'm sorry, did you see my wife? You know, so, and that's a blessing. Some pastors will say, hey, what's going on? They keep on talking, but it's important that however the pastor treats his wife, that's how the members are going to treat his wife. So
exactly.
If he cherishes his wife, he honors his wife in front of the people are going to do the same thing. If he disregards or disrespects his wife in front of the people are going to be to do the same thing. And so a lot of the loneliness and the pain doesn't always come from the church. Sometimes it comes from home. And we've always been transparent on this show, and we know both sides of it. So love on your first lady. It's not just a Mother's Day thing or a birthday thing. We're there every day. I left church last night at midnight, and it's been that way for the last 2 weeks, I think. So love on her. Realize what, you know, respect her and honor her, because a lot of work that we do is behind the scenes. And we don't get the glory. We don't want it. We're doing what we've been called to do. But nobody really knows what it takes to be in the position of the first lady. You definitely have to be anointed, appointed, and born into that position. Can I get an amen?
Oh my goodness. Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? The ones that are made, you know, a lot of times, because even for me, like you said, my life was different from yours. I wasn't raised being in church all the time. But then I look at who I am, and it just blows my mind that, again, many are called, few are chosen. And you've got to be chosen for this job. You also have to be willing, you know, with me, with my divorce and all of that, you have to be willing to be transparent. It just is what it is. It's tough at times. It's so tough. But the bottom line being, you know, the thing I'd like to talk about next to Lady Kathy is there are so many, like myself, first ladies, that when the divorce comes, how you are disregarded. And we've got to talk about that. That's something we've been talking to the first ladies that are active. But how about the ones that built the ministries and the ones that walked, you know, but now are basically on the outside. Yeah, on the outside. So I want you to lead that one on our next show. We were supposed to have Dr. Judith here today, but I think that she's on, thinking it's next week. But Monday coming, I'd like for you to prepare the show, if you don't mind. We could talk about it, but I want you to prepare, because I'd like to hear it from your perspective. I'm in it, so I'd like to hear it from another perspective, if you don't mind. So on Monday, I'd like for you to handle the show. And I'd like for you.
Yeah, my mother is a former first lady.
Yeah, and I want you to talk from that perspective. This is First Ladies Blog Talk. We are at the end of our show. We want to thank you for listening, since you're not calling. But the bottom line being is, I see you out there, and we're able to share with you, being transparent, sharing our very gut and what we go through and our feelings. So what I'd like for you to do is to actually be prepared for next week. Lady Kathy's going to head the show. And she's going to talk about the perspective, her perspective, for the first ladies that have that are no longer seated, but yet are still first ladies. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestors.